Hallelujah. Good evening, wherever you're at, or morning, whatever time of the day it is that you are receiving this broadcast on from Plano, Texas, the headquarters of Water Bank Ministries. We've been in this building since January 1981. Thank God. And you know what? We've been out of debt since 1985. No indebtedness, didn't borrow any money, don't have to, and gave away millions and millions of dollars to other ministries. You see, what do you call millions? 20 million and more? How's that? Thank God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank God. We are servants of the Most High God. We serve God with our spirit in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Happy to do so. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give praise and honor to Jehovah. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. The Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We give praise and thanks and honor to the one that appeared to Moses when the bush was burning. Glory be to God. Well, happy to be here, full of faith, power, wisdom, Holy Ghost, ready for war. Every time I step up here, I'm ready. We're born with the devil. I hate him. He's been defeated. Thank God he has no power, no authority, none. No authority over me or you. Oh, if you lie down and become a weakling, he'll eat you up. But he can't eat you up if you believe God. We will continue tonight from the book of Galatians, chapter 5. Bob Carpenter will be reading. And then starting at verse 1.
Verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Therefore, referring back to chapter 4. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ has made you free. You see, in the 4th chapter of Galatians, the Apostle Paul had preached Christ to the people in Galatia, and they had gone back, some spirit bewitched them, led them astray. They went back under the law. And it tells us in the 4th chapter, verse 6, that Paul said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you unto another gospel, which is not another gospel. The Galatians went back under the law of the Ten Commandments. They forsook grace. They fell from grace where the law went back into bondage. And now Paul is working on them again. In the 19th verse, 4th chapter, he says that he will travail again and birth till Christ be formed in them. I understand that one, because certainly a lot of them that believe my gospel fell, went back under the law, got real spiritual. But I will travail till Christ be formed in you again. Amen. Verse 1, chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, where the liberty where Christ has made you free. Verse 2.
Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing.
Right, that circumcision was necessary for the law, and it has nothing to do with now, but if you've been circumcised because of the law, it will profit you, Christ will profit you nothing. Did you get that? Let's go.
Verse 3. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law.
Whoa, hear that? Christ has become of no effect to you that decided you want to be justified by the law. Christ is nothing in your life. No effect. Next.
You are fallen from grace.
Oh, my goodness sakes. You tell one of these grace people you have fallen from grace. Oh, no. I'm saved, once saved, always saved. Ha, ha, ha. Well, ha, 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 you're not. You can fall from grace if you go back under the law. You have fallen from the grace, from grace, and Christ is not effect to you. Verse what? Six?
Five.
Five.
For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love.
You hear that? Neither circumcision or uncircumcision availeth anything to you in Christ Jesus, but faith which worketh by law. Circumcision does no good, nor does uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Let's go.
Seven. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
Did you hear that? Paul says to the Galatians, you did run well, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? You know, a bunch of people here at Water of Life and all over the world, they ran well. They did well. But one day, the power of darkness hit, came against my ministry and affected all them, and somebody duped them. They deceived them. They told them, you don't live by the law. You can't live by any of the prophet's words. They lied to them. And the people went back into bondage, fell from grace. You need to come out again from among those wicked people that bewitch you. Next.
Eight. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump.
That persuasion did not come from the Father. No, it did not come from the Father. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. You know, it's amazing. Just a little leaven. Thousands of people that receive my gospel. I mean thousands. I'm not talking about a few hundred. I'm talking about tens of thousands. I'm talking about more than a million. More than 10 million that received my gospel and walked in it and have fallen from grace. Let's go.
10. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you'll be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be.
Whoever troubled you, going to bear his own judgment, whoever he is. Oh, I have confidence what God will do to the one that have deceived all of you. I don't care where he's from. I don't care how sweet he is. I don't care how soft he talks. You're in great trouble. And the person that deceived you is in real trouble. He or she with the Lord. I don't care how big a ministry he's got. I don't care if he's got 100 million following him. You're in trouble. And the man that taught you lies, told you to go back under the law, that man is in trouble with God. Next verse.
11. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off, which trouble you.
Oh, you think I wouldn't? Oh, I would that all that troubled one of those people that received my gospel and walked in the Spirit by faith, I would that that person that troubled you be cut off completely. Amen. Well, that's in the Bible, and I just repeated it. Thank God. Next.
13. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty.
Oh, yeah.
Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh.
Oh, yeah.
But by love serve one another.
Love serve one another.
For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour...
Just a minute. All the law is fulfilled in one word. You want to fulfill it? Love your neighbor as yourself. You say, well, what's that mean? If you love your neighbor as yourself, you'll be loving God and keeping his commandments. That is the love that fulfills the law. Next.
15. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another.
Oh, have you ever been around those cannibals? I mean, they will bite, devour you. They get so bad, so angry, and they call it love. Next.
16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
You hear that? Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Next.
17. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh.
Get that. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. There'll be a war going on inside of you until you overcome the flesh. Once you overcome the flesh, then you'll have a war from outside coming after you. So don't ever think you'll get away from the war. There's a war, and we're involved. Next.
And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would.
You know that, Bob, is one of the most disgusting things I ever faced. Years ago, back in the 70s, when I was trying to overcome my flesh, and the flesh was lusting against my spirit, and my spirit was lusting against my flesh, there was a war going on inside of me, my Lord, and great turmoil, mean anything you've ever seen. And one day, I saw in Scripture, I believe it's the book of Luke, Jesus said, in your patience possess you your souls, will, intellect, and emotion. And I realized that day that I had to overcome my soul, which is flesh, with my spirit, God, and the gospel, and faith. And guess what? I overcame. It was so nice to know that my prayers would be answered every time. Amen. Always. Oh, my Lord, was that fun. Then I ran into a great war, and it's been much greater. But you know what? My prayers are still answered every time. They never failed. For 9 years, when the power of darkness hit, never failed when the power of darkness hit. Today, I was praying in the fellowship hall. A person came in that had been... They say they're disabled. They're no more disabled than I am. And I'm not disabled, but they are a partaker of what our federal government offers today to people. And they call it that they're disabled and they live on income from the government. Folks, that will take you to hell just sure as the world. You cannot trust in the flesh. You got to walk in the Spirit and walk with Jesus. Thank God, Lord, deliver them from the government subsidies that they trust in. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. What's the name?
18. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law.
Led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Next.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
You notice that list? All of those various problems or works of the flesh, did you know they will keep you from inheriting the kingdom of God, the power of God? they will keep you from inheriting the power of God. You cannot walk in them. You cannot walk in them. You'll have to overcome the works of the flesh for the kingdom to ever work in you. The kingdom of God works in me and has for years. In the past 9 years, a great war, a great conflict went on attacking me. Guess what? I just kept walking, kept walking, kept walking, kept walking, kept walking. They never stopped me. I had victory every time. Every time I had victory, and I still do. And I'll not have anything but victory. So you won't have the kingdom in you if you got the works of the flesh. Oh, you might have one or two in you, but of the works of the flesh, and you get part of the kingdom, but they will hinder the kingdom of God from working in your life. I fight these devils all the time. I fight works of flesh all the time. All the time. And you know, when the works of the flesh really get strong, when you get in fear. When you get in fear. You know, Isaiah chapter 11 says, Jesus didn't judge after what he saw or what he heard. If you see something and you think it's the devil, I'll tell you what, you are seeing the devil in your own eye. In your own eye. Quit looking for devils in other people. I don't pay attention to devils in other people. I just laugh at them. Next, where we going?
22. But the fruit of the Spirit is
love. Fruit of the Spirit, here we go.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
And no law.
Right.
Against the fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
None. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance. I can't remember the rest. But they're there. Read them. That is the fruit of the Spirit. And let me tell you this. You notice the first one is love. And guess what? Love is not looking at a lie and calling it God. No. That is a wicked spirit in you. That's a wicked heart in you. That's a wicked thing in your heart. Get your eyes on Jesus and keep them there. And don't let people bug you. Let them bug me. You see, I happen to be more spiritual than you are. And I've got a lot more proof than you do. A lot of it. And I've been in a great war while you were sleeping. And I've overcome every bit of it. And I continue to overcome every day when I see it coming at me. What's next?
24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts.
Stop right there. You say you're a Christian? Okay. They that are Christ have crucified the lust and the affections of the flesh. When you get those crucified in you, then you can talk about being a Christian. In the meantime, you're just kidding yourself. Humble yourself. And don't think more highly of yourself than you ought. But think soberly, as God has given every man the measure of faith. Next.
25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
We live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit. Not the flesh. Not the law. Let's go on.
26. Last verse. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another.
You know, that's a big problem. People desire vain, empty glory. They want somebody to flatter them. They want someone to tell them how great they are. You know, when I hear somebody flattering me, I say, you'll get it one of these hours. I'll stop you and embarrass you in front of everybody. I will not put up with it. You know, there was a man, he happened to be a physician, came into my presence a couple of years back, started flattering me. Kathy was with me. can he do? And I mean the Spirit of God just like this. Stop flattering me. And I have not seen that man since. That witchcraft spirit does it. You know, that spirit that came here this afternoon, all that spirit was trying to do was attack us and disturb us and get our mind off of Jesus. I felt that thing when it was on its way here. I didn't know what in the world was going on. I thought, where'd this thing? What's going on here? Then it shows up. And it's a spirit that is disabling people and wants them to depend on the federal government to supply their needs and their help.